You're listening to Wisconsin Today.
A Wisconsin lawyer has secured the nomination to lead the American Bar Association, the largest voluntary organization of lawyers in the world, with about 400,000 members. If elected, Michelle Banky will start her term next year.
Banky is principal lawyer at her Madison-based firm that focuses on business, real estate, and estate planning. And she joins us to talk about her career and the legal profession. Michelle, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
You've been involved in the State Bar of Wisconsin for years now. Why do you want to get involved at the national level?
Well, really, it's pretty simple. When I get in a room with a bunch of smart, capable people who are all interested in solving problems, it just energizes me. And I experienced that at the state bar level, and I've now experienced it at the American Bar Association.
And so if you are elected, I imagine you've thought through some of your high priorities. What would you like to accomplish as president of the American Bar Association?
Well, I think the thing that I focus on most is what I experienced. When I opened my own office about 27 years ago, I knew a fair amount about practicing law, but I didn't know anything about actually running a practice. And the ABA had resources for me and it had connections for me. And so I want to make sure that our association is supporting lawyers in their growth and their development and staying current, and then also connecting them to their passions. I love my client work, but I also love contributing to my community and solving for issues within the profession. And I can do that at a national level by being engaged with the ABA.
You created the Diversity Outreach Committee at the State Bar of Wisconsin, and you also served on national diversity, equity, and inclusion committees. Talk about why representation is so important in law.
Well, I think it's really important everywhere, but especially in law. Our justice system is designed to be equal and fair and accessible to all. And so having people that have had the similar experiences, look like the clients, all of that helps people feel like the system is in fact fair and equal for all. But I would also say, particularly for lawyers, when you're problem solving for your client, you draw on both your legal knowledge and your particular experiences. But there are many ways to solve different problems. And so the more opportunities you have to learn from other people's experiences, the more possible solutions you're able to provide to your clients. And at the end of the day, helping clients get their issues resolved is job number one.
We're talking with Michelle Banky, who's the nominee for president-elect of the American Bar Association, looking at her legal career in Wisconsin and the legal industry as a whole. Michelle, why did you decide to go into law? What was that journey like?
Well, quite honestly, it happened by accident. A guidance counselor in high school suggested that I think about law. I think mostly because I like to talk and I like to argue. I asked a lot of questions. But when I was in as an undergrad and I got to learn a little bit more about what lawyers do and how they help, that really tripped my trigger. The law can be complicated and difficult to navigate. And when I was learning a little bit more about how the system worked or various areas of law, and then you could see somebody explain it to the client and then to be their helper, to allow them to make choices based on the options that they had. That just seemed really exciting to me, to take something that was really complicated and that affects everybody, but be able to explain it in a way that they could all understand and then make the choices for themselves. So that helping part really, really, really excited me.
Do you have legal role models or heroes in the profession?
Sure. Actually, probably number one is outside of the legal profession, and that would be my mom. When I was in high school and in college, and sometimes I would complain about things. Gee, this doesn't seem fair, or that doesn't seem fair. And her usual refrain was, what are you going to do about it? She was not a big fan of pity parties. so she went right to, you know, what's the solution? And so that really instilled in me kind of this, find a way to fix it, find a way to engage. And that's really been super useful in my legal career and in my public service. But then when I was just about to graduate from law school, I actually met my husband in law school, and I was expecting our first child. And Justice Shirley Abrahamson was our keynote speaker for our graduation, and she noticed how pregnant I was. And she just pulled me aside and she said, you know, you can do this. You can be a mom. You can be a great lawyer. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. And she just really encouraged me to, you know, fully engage in the profession and not to believe that I couldn't do both. And that really set me on a path as well.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing such a personal story. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
We may have this idea of what a lawyer is from what we see on TV and the courtroom dramas and, you know, the prosecutors and the defenders with these, oh, articulate, dramatic arguments. I'm sure you haven't seen any of those shows.
None.
You know, what does the job entail for you in contrast to what we see on TV?
So the biggest contrast is I'm never in the courtroom. In fact, I think if I'm doing my job well, I should never be in the courtroom, and my clients shouldn't be in the courtroom. I work on business transactions and real estate transactions, and that part I sometimes refer to my practice as happy law. People are looking to start a business or buy a business or sell a business to key employees or the next generation. And I'm helping facilitate this really key transaction in somebody's life. And they want to be there. They want to work with a lawyer. They want to work with the other side. And we just have to find all of the things that are necessary to get that transaction done. And my job is to kind of look out and scan the landscape, not just on a price perspective, but are there liabilities in the business? Are there key employees? And try to figure out all the ways to solve for those little components so that everybody gets the deal that they are hoping for.
So you're really looking at all the key details, very detail-oriented work, I'm sure. And then finally, what advice would you give to aspiring lawyers?
So I would probably say the most important thing is find something you love. There are lots of areas that you can practice in. Find one that you love. Find one that really drives your passion, and then you'll enjoy your practice and your clients.
Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. This has been a pleasure.
And that was Michelle Banky, principal lawyer at her Madison-based firm, Michelle Banky & Associates, and the nominee for president-elect of the American Bar Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today, and when you're looking for the top news from around the state, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News.
WPR's news team gets you up to speed with stories from around Wisconsin, all in about 10 minutes each day.
It's available right now. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or online at WPR.org.
Our team here at Wisconsin Today is looking for the most interesting things happening around the state and the people doing them, and hopefully sharing these stories here on the program.
You can join the team. You can help us out by letting us know what's going on in your community. Is there a problem your area is facing? Are people trying to solve it? Or do you just want to know more about it?
Do you see something inspiring going on in your neck of the woods? Maybe that person who's helping others, maybe it's a unique tradition or event in your area.
Whatever the story is in your community, we'd love to hear about it, what's happening in your part of the state, and what questions are on your mind. Here's how to get in touch. You can leave us a voicemail, or you can text. Either way, you can use this number, 888-642-0232. Again, that's 888-642-0232.
We've talked with some really cool people on the show already, Rob. You know, the conversation I enjoyed was talking with people in Beloit. The city's air quality was ranked the worst in the nation in one study. So residents there decided to start measuring the air quality themselves. They're tracking that data, getting a better handle on what's happening there.
One of my favorites, hearing about the reopening of Green Lake Park in the town of Mountain, closed down almost a decade ago. People there came together, found a way to preserve this place that was so important to them.
If you have a story like that, let us know. Leave us a voicemail, email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.